What LNS doing? Getting paper high. Haters, see you later. Stack it to the top floor. Elevator came up overnight. Haters plot on how we do that. We came up overnight. You are listening to the dope sounds of Davion the Great. He is the July contest winner on DAP.FM. DAP.FM, people powered music. Let's get into the interview I did with him. And pardon, we were in a bad signal area, so the audio drops here and there, but terrific interview.
Newark, New Jersey native. I moved to Nottoway County, Virginia around 15. So I'm really an up north guy, but, you know, I started to engage in all different regions of the music. So I've been writing since 12. I picked up a pen and a five subject notebook at 12 years old, and I never looked back.
Now, when you first started, was your goal to be in the hip hop genre, or were you moving in another direction?
I mean, just whatever. I mean, at first, hip hop was my love, just rapping, and then the little singing and the harmony came out the closet a little later. And that was just a sign of just being engaged in other genres. Like, the older I got, and the more I knew that I can be in this game. And I'm 44, so my next album coming out is going to be called Late Bloomer. And I'm stepping on all of these YN's toes respectfully. I want to be able to show the people that I don't care how old we are. I've been doing it for a long time, and nobody never gave me a chance. So my catalog is huge. I want to be able to give the people, young, older, grown and sexy, et cetera, what they want to hear.
Let me ask this. Did you grow up in the church?
Yes, I did. I did missionary work in Ghana, West Africa, August of 99. That was my junior year of high school down here in the small town of Nottoway County, Virginia. You know, I'm still in Virginia. I'm in a small town called Blackstone, Virginia, which is Nottoway County. Mm-hmm. You know, so yes, I have been in the church.
I go to church because a lot of us got our musical training in the church. So we learn how to play instruments, we learn how to sing on key, we learn how about arrangements. And sometimes in the hip hop that I'm hearing nowadays, it seems very one dimensional. And I think it's because a lot of times they miss that training. What's your opinion on that?
And you're right. I have to agree. And that's why it's my job to keep it 100. It's my job and be versatile and try to be able to diverse the game a little bit. And I think a lot of these young guys, the sound sounds the same because it's a marketable sound. People are thinking about money and not the craft. Right now, we are living in a generation right now where none of the young cats wants to be educated on how it all.
Okay, we dropped connection here. All right. Okay, let's run that back. So initially, the reason I brought up the church question was because people learn different skills. They learn about melody, they learned about voice control, they learned about instruments. And, when people went into secular music, they brought those skills with them. And so I felt like in the 90s and earlier, that was the case with hip-hop. You know what I mean? And then I think somewhere in the 2000s, yes, maybe, that wasn't the case anymore. So you broke up. Go ahead and finish your thoughts on that topic.
Okay, so, well, I mean, you know, being from Jersey, it was... It started with the boom bap, the bebopping, being the 80s baby and freestyling on the street corners with no beat and all the bebopping and everything, man. I just took it and ran with it. And then when I started hearing the Rakims and the KRS-Ones, it motivated me to pick up a pen. I mean, the game didn't change. But me speaking first person, Jonathan, to be honest, to keep it 100, man, the game is very versatile now. Rappers are singing now. And so it's all an evolution, my dude, for real. It's all an evolution. And it's a pleasure for me to still be able to adapt to every genre, every sound. I got pop songs coming up soon.
Oh, wow.
So it's not all underground, and it's not all hardcore for me. I can be very unorthodox and step outside my box, sing a little, whether it's a hook, a bridge. You know, it's just all about being great. It's all about being great. I want awards. I want to showcase. I want to perform in front of people again. It's just been a while, you know. So right now I'm just, you know, taking every little opportunity I can take and try to make lemonade, dog.
I gotcha. I remember, you know, in the, again, going back to the 90s, when the CD thing was a big deal and people were pressing their own CDs, selling them out their trunk, you know, trying to build an audience that way. Of course, now we got social media. What is the CD vibration now? Is it just Instagram? Is it just, or are you still doing, you know, like festivals or different events
right,
like that?
Right now, it's just SoundCloud.
Okay.
It's Spotify. Mm-hmm. Just entering contests.
Mm-hmm.
Just posting things, trying to do little live videos here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I was a homeless man. I'm a father of five. I was a homeless man raising three on my own.
Wow.
And still trying to get in the studio and make music, just putting my pain out there.
Yeah.
Even if it's a fun club track, I was going through hell. I have trials and tribulations stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, you know, I don't have to rap about it. You know how I can overcome these rough obstacles? Make a club banger. Make something happy. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like, you know, the CDs, 12, 13, my adolescence years, 18, 21, burning 100 to 150 CDs,
wow.
Put them in my book bag, and I would catch a train to Manhattan and just try to make it do what it do. You know, I wasn't even charging nobody nothing. It was one of those, look, just give them away and cross your fingers.
Yeah.
I repeat, give them away and cross your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got my respect ever since I was 12. Lyrically, the hooks just coming up.
All right. So let me ask you this. I remember when I was listening to, I think it was Getting Paper. You were shouting out, was it the LNS group?
Yes, sir.
Are you a solo act at this point? Or you have a team behind you? How's that configured?
Yes, I got a team behind me. So the whole LNS group stands for Lipscomb and Stratton, which is the name of the street that we grew up off of in the small town of Crewe, Virginia, which is Nottoway County, Virginia.
Wow. That's beautiful. Okay.
We all childhood homies.
Mm-hmm.
And we put our money together to get a little equipment together. And we called ourselves the LNS Click, which stood for the name of our street.
That's beautiful.
Lipscomb and Stratton. So it's now called LNS Music Group. My homeboy Sam Sneeze, Romello the Don. You know, we got, you know, who are my engineers. And you know, we've been doing this for a long time. They met me when I was a new face from Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
Coming to Virginia rapping.
Okay. You know, when I was going through the album, the songs that you have on YouTube and that, I got this Pete Rock, CL Smooth, Reminisce Over You vibration.
Yeah, that's What's Real is Real.
Yep.
The What's Real is Real album. I was 27 years old. That's a 17-year-old project, my brother.
Wow. Okay. Now, you said that you've been recording for a while. So how many albums or how many tracks do you think you've produced so far?
I mean, I've made like a good 12, 13 albums, mixtapes, if you know. Yeah, and then I lost a lot of songs too.
Mm-hmm.
But my catalog is huge. I have music on a flash drive that I have to put on the desktop so I can, you know, click on share so I can be able to get that out to everybody too. So my, you know, at 44, all I got to do is just tell you how old I am, you know, and that should let you know, you know, the drive and the passion.
In your creative process, what comes first, the music or the lyrics?
The sound first.
Okay.
Because I can come, because I'm coming up, because my wordplay and the lyrics, I'm coming up with so much vocabulary wise, I'm coming up with a lot of things. And, you know, I just want to be able to make it, you know, make some dope commercial tracks, make the radio, and make great hits. I want to be on somebody's stage holding up a trophy saying, you know, and thanking God for everything. I want that life. I want that life before I kick the bucket.
I got you. I like the witticism in your lyrics. There was one line where you said, I'm driving the Ford and I'm focused, or something like that. You put on there. I said, okay, that's clever. That's really clever. Okay.
No doubt.
Now I noticed that, you know, in some of the tracks, it was just straight rapping. Others, it had the kind of, I want to say, you know, it kind of had the R&B kind of hook chorus thing kind of going. So tell me, you know, the process of that. Do you come up with the chorus first and then you have the lyrics, or how does that work?
Yes, but you're right, though, Jonathan. For real. Yes, I definitely come up with my chorus and my hook first. And how I make my music is the beat. The beat gives me fuel for wordplay and good choruses, hooks, and bridges.
Okay.
Real talk.
I know that you're working on your contribution to the genre, to hip hop. In your mind, was there a golden age of hip hop, and are we there? Have we passed it? Is it coming again? What do you think?
It's coming again.
Okay.
It's coming again. It's definitely coming again. Okay. It's definitely coming again because I got a couple cool guys. I'm a Walmart employee, my brother. Mm-hmm. I'm just living day to day, and I got a couple young cats who work with me on the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys are not 21 yet, and they love them some Tupac.
Wow.
These guys are not 21 yet, and they love them some Lost Boys. I'm like, well, y'all 19. What you know about Lost Boys?
Right.
You know, so it just be stuff like that. You know, my sons are 14, 15, and 20,
mm-hmm.
and they love them some Tupac, Biggie Smalls, wow. and they love their father.
Isn't that beautiful? that's good, man. That's good. I really enjoy,
and, you know, for my children to put me in their top four.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's a tremendous compliment. I really personally enjoyed The Street Raised Me. The Streets Raised Me. I really enjoyed that. There was one song that you did that I want to question you about, which was the suicide one. We don't have to go heavy into it, but is there a total fiction, or was there a story behind that?
It was how suicide came up. Suicide is basically coming from a damn if I do, damn if I don't. Everyday life, women, my children, baby mama drama.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it going to take for me to blow up?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd rather be dead, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not saying that I don't want to live forever, but I was just trying to paint a picture of
you.
My real life.
I got you. Well, that. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, wow, that's heavy. That's heavy.
While am I still alive? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, while am I still alive?
Mm-hmm.
I can't conquer nothing. I can't seem to overcome nothing. So mm-hmm. something told me to put that in my music.
Yeah.
You know?
It's amazing how often music becomes therapy. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you share your own pain, it's something, you know, when you can relate to it, it really has a strong connection. Now, I listened to you on DAP FM, and then I went to your YouTube channel. Where else can people find your music?
Right now, I'm still trying to elevate. Your boy Davion the Great is still trying to get his music out on other platforms. Like I said, I'm on Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube. Shout out to DJ Juan J. Jonathan, if you go on YouTube, you can go to youtube.com/Avion or DJ Juan J. We have a song called Lurkin', and then we have another song called Smash It, and it's something for the ladies. Okay. So so it's right now, those are my genres right now. Of course, I've submitted my song for the month of July's contest for DAP.FM. Shout out to my brother Billy Rue. I Am Him is the July song for the July contest. So YouTube, Spotify, number one music, N1M, I'm on there as well. So, you know, YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, and N1M, you know, Davion. Type in Davion, D-A-V-Y-O-N-N-E.
Fantastic, fantastic. Listen, my brother, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man. I appreciate your time and your talent. And we hope to see you again on DAP.FM.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I'm in the contest for July. I appreciate y'all for allowing me to showcase my personality, my skill set, and let's elevate. And I hope you guys continue to do bigger things, too, for real, for real. Let's do it.